Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. This is the Meditation for Health podcast, and we're here together to explore the world of meditation. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate, preferably twice a day, once when you get up in the morning, and again at the end of the day, when you're ready to go to sleep, just before you nod off, encourage you to meditate. And this week's episode is being sponsored by sleepphones.com. So if, like me, you sometimes meditate and go right up to sleep at the end of the night, these phones are wonderful because they won't hurt your ears. They're very comfortable and they're made to sleep in so that if you wake up in the morning, you won't have an earache like most earphones cause if you sleep in them. So I encourage you to visit their website. It's www.sleepphones.com/puff. In this week's episode, I want to explore together how we can best prepare for meditation. If you're listening to this podcast on a weekly basis, my guess is you're pretty committed to meditation. And I think to help you in your journey into the world of meditation, it's important to have a place to meditate, a place in your home or apartment where you go to meditate. As meditators, we tend to do better when we have a regular place to go to. It's like our body, soul, mind remembers this place. And I've found over the years that having a routine connected with my meditation is very helpful. Again, like I said, it's like our body remembers, oh, meditation, let's get ready, let's meditate. And having that routine, I think, can be very helpful for meditating. So find a place in your house that's comfortable, that's relaxing, that you can say, this is my place to meditate. And go back there on a regular basis. I mean, it may be in your bed, it may be on a couch, it could be anywhere, but a place that's comfortable, a place where you can be able to sit for an extended period of time. Having a quiet place to meditate in your home is important. So put up a sign, a notice, let people know that you're meditating so that they won't disrupt you. Now, what you may find with time is that it doesn't really matter where you meditate as long as it's the same place. In my own home, where I meditate is actually right in the middle of the house. I don't need to close doors or even tell my family to be quiet because I just put on comfortable headphones that kind of muffle out the background noise. Sometimes I'll have music on, sometimes nothing. And they can be as loud as they want, watch TV, and once I get into that meditative place, it doesn't really matter what noises occur around me. I found this especially true many years ago when my wife and I went to a high school reunion of hers, and I didn't know a lot of people there because we grew up in different towns. And while we were there, they had dance music on. It was very loud. You could barely hear another person talking. And I just gently closed my eyes, began meditating even with that loud music on, and was able to get into a very quiet, peaceful, meditative place. So that's the nice thing about creating a routine with meditation. What happens is it becomes much more easy to do with time. But if you're new to meditation, be gentle with yourself and realize you may need a very quiet place in your home to meditate. So tell your loved ones what you're going to do, and I think you'll find they'll work with you on being quiet. If you have young children or a small house, another option is to meditate before everyone gets up, or to stay up a little bit later and meditate after everyone goes to bed. That way you're ensured of a quiet home. Another thing that can really help with meditation, I think, is stretching. I do yoga stretching for anywhere from a few minutes to a half an hour before I meditate, because I sit for so long, and it really helps me to be able to sit still, quietly, and calmly, and thus I'm able to sit this way for up to an hour every day without getting too restless with my legs and having to move around during the meditation. If you do need to move around during meditation, that's okay. Go ahead and do that. But it's best if you can sit still, quietly and calmly, throughout the meditation. I think you'll find it a better experience. But work towards that and try stretching before you meditate. I think you'll find it very helpful to be able to sit still for extended periods of time once you start meditating for longer periods. In regards to eating, it's best not to eat just prior to meditation because it makes it more difficult for your stomach to stay quiet and be relaxed. Again, it can be done. I sometimes do and don't have a problem with it. But it's a better meditation when I wait and haven't eaten recently. If you meditate right after you eat, I think you'll find it more uncomfortable. So don't meditate after you eat. Wait a while and then meditate. And it's kind of nice because if you meditate in the morning and at night, like I suggest, you can meditate before you go have breakfast, and you can meditate several hours after your evening meal and then go right to bed. It's a good routine. And again, with meditation, routine is a good thing. In regards to what type of clothing to wear very comfortable clothing that stretches, particularly if you're going to cross your legs during the meditation. So being comfortable is very important when it comes to getting ready to meditate. Don't eat too much, stretch, wear comfortable clothing, have a comfortable, quiet place to sit. And I think what you'll find with all this together, you will find that your meditation will go well and you really will enjoy and look forward to meditating. Of course, at first, it may be challenging, as all new things often are. But stick with it. Keep trying. Don't give up. I've made many, many adjustments throughout my years of meditation. So having flexibility, trying new things, is important. For a season, you may enjoy a guided meditation. Then you may enjoy the breath meditation. Try different things, but stick to them for a while. Have a routine. We do well with routines, and I think you'll find that your meditation experience will just continue to get better and better, and it'll be something you'll look forward to every day. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.